This is program number LW2161. Well, have you ever dreamed of a land where there's no poverty, no crime? Hi, this is Larry West. There is one such land called the Kingdom of Prester John. Let me tell you about it today. His was a country, so they say, where poverty and crime were just unknown. The story got out about him and his so-called kingdom about the year 1145. Prester John's palace, so they say, was built of crystal and roofed with diamonds and sapphires. He had a magic mirror that would tell him if and where anyone in his kingdom would be plotting to commit a crime. That was how he could stop it before it got started. The story goes that the king slept on a bed of sapphires. His robes were made of salamander wool and cleaned in fire. Dragons were saddled and ridden through the air. And you know, the kingdom had to have its fountain of youth, of course. It was available to everyone. Why, the king himself, so says the story, was 562 years old. It was the magic land of Prester John. After his story came out, others had to get in on it. In 1221, King David of India claimed to be Prester John's grandson. Then Marco Polo reported about 1300 that he knew some truths about the fancy kingdom. In the 14th century, others got in on it, insisting that the kingdom of Prester John was around Ethiopia. And even others insisted that Prester John descended from King Solomon and the Queen of Sheba. It's amazing how stories get started and how others have to get in on them and carry them on. It's amazing how we look for a place, really, where there are no problems, where we can just live on and on in real peace. We people are amazing. We've always dreamed of a place where we can live, where there is no war, no poverty, where there is justice for everybody, a place of real peace and beauty. The Celts, that's C-E-L-T-S, the Celts, for example, believed that there were some islands where men's immortal souls could find eternal peace. They call these islands, believed to be in the Western world, the Isles of the Dead. The Scottish and Irish Celts call them the Land of Youth. When the legendary King Arthur, I know you've heard of him, was about to die, it was told that he was carried off in a barge to an island called the Celtic Isle of the Blessed. Camelot was King Arthur's legendary court, a dreamland of peace, contentment, and beauty. Then there's another medieval myth called the Land of Ogygia. There, a glass palace floats around collecting the souls of the people who are called blessed. Young men and maidens are said to dance on soft, dewy grass. Trees are filled with apples, and cows, when milked just once, can fill whole ponds. I mean, it's a place where the imagination can go wild. People don't have to worry about problems and poverty. It's just a real dreamland of peace. There are stories by the hundreds in our history. I say our history. I'm talking about the history of mankind, where we people have imagined a real place of peace. But you know, peace doesn't come to us from the outside. It really doesn't. It doesn't come from signing peace treaties when one nation has been fighting another. Peace, real peace, comes from inside a person. It's what you and I are, down deep inside, even in the midst of a storm. Peace is what we find inside. I like what Jesus Christ said. He said, "Come unto me, all ye who are weary and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." Hey, when you put Jesus Christ inside, you can't help but to find peace. Oh, the storm is raging on the outside, but inside, where Jesus is, hey, there's real peace. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course, yours free. It talks about Jesus. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.